はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京。ヨシです。
ちぐさです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 31. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, Yoshi-san, who is joining us in the studio today?
Chigusa-san.
Chigusa-san. It is great to have you here for Survival Phrases. It's been a while since you've been here on one of these, right?
Right. It's really good to be here again.
All right. Yes, because Chigusa is here, we are going to have a great episode. Chigusa-san, what will we be talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about buses.
That's right. Yes, we spent so much time talking about trains, that we needed a bit of change. Because the bus is pretty important, especially if you can be traveling around Tokyo and you don't have the JR pass. Plus, people living in Japan can really take advantage of this. And for those of you living in Japan, sometimes riding the bus can be a bit problematic the first time. Now, there's a couple things we want to get right off the bat. First, why don't we find the bus stop? So, Yoshi-san, can you give us the word for bus stop?
Okay, it's bus-tei.
Break it down.
Ba-su-te-i, bus-tei.
All right. Up to now, we've given you so many different ways to ask where is something. Now, this is where it all comes into play. Now, we're going to use some of those structures we've already worked on to ask where is the bus stop. Chigusa-san, if you're walking down the street and you want to find the bus stop, what would we say to somebody?
バス停はどこですか?
Perfect. Yoshi-san, please ask Chigusa-san one more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
バス停はどこですか?
Where is the bus stop? And of course, this structure, where is something something, we've introduced this over and over. What stays constant? Yoshi-san, お願いします。
はどこですか?
And here we're just inserting
バス停。
And that's all there is to it. Now, again, there's going to be directions involved, but we went over directions for the most part. So you should be able to get the directions you need to get to the bus stop. If not, you can always try what we've given you.
英語でお願いします。
In English, please. Now, we'll get to the bus stop. If you're in the middle of nowhere, there may just be one bus stop. But if you're in a major station, Yoshi-san, how many bus stops are there going to be?
5,000. A lot.
You're being a little conservative there, right?
Yeah, there's a lot.
A lot. They're just lined up everywhere. So, which bus is going where? In a previous episode, we gave you a way to ask if a bus is going to a certain destination. Chigusa-san, can you give us that phrase?
Something, 雪ですか?
Just like in the train series, when you're asking if this train is heading somewhere, location plus...
雪ですか?
For example, if we wanted to know if the train was going to Shinjuku, we asked
新宿雪ですか?
Or we also asked
新宿に行きますか?
So there's these two ways to ask for the train. Now, Yoshi-san, can we use these for the buses?
Of course you can.
There it is. The same structures can be applied to asking about where a bus is headed.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi-san, if we wanted to ask if a bus was headed to Shinjuku, what could we say?
このバスは新宿へ行きますか?
Is this bus headed for Shinjuku? Or
このバスは新宿に行きますか?
Again, same structure we had when talking about the trains. Even the この is in there. One more time, Yoshi-san.
このバスは新宿へ行きますか?
Okay. This bus, how about the train?
この電車は新宿へ行きますか?
Same thing. The only thing that changes is the word for bus and train.
Right.
That's it. So listening to the series on the train gives you the tools to ask not only for the train, but also the bus. So we're pretty confident you can get to the bus stop, find out which bus you need. Now, some tips on riding the bus. Chigusa-san, do you have any tips when getting on the bus? There's a few things done differently than where I come from. So do you have any tips for us?
First of all, Some buses have entrances at the back and others have entrances at the front.
Yes. Now, a good key here is to look at the first person lining up.
Yes.
Because you may be waiting in the wrong place. Now, when you say back entrance, it's kind of located in the middle of the bus, right?
Right.
In most cases.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when you get on the bus, do you pay right away?
In some buses, yes. And in others, you take a ticket.
All right. And what does that ticket do?
When you get off, you use a ticket to see how much the fare is.
Yes. There's two kinds of systems, a flat rate and one that changes according to distance traveled. Now, most of the flat rates are located where, Chigusa-san?
Inside the city.
Yeah, if it's going to be a flat rate, it'll be inside the city. And when you ride these buses, you put the amount in as soon as you get on the bus. Now, if you don't have the exact change, it's not a problem in Japan. When you get on the bus, in the front, they have a machine that not only dispenses change, not only breaks bills and coins, but also that's where you pay too. So it's this all-in-one machine. Now, for example, say the fare, the flat rate is 200 yen, and I only have a 500 yen coin, the big 500 yen coin, and I don't have two 100 yen coins. Chigusa-san, what can I do?
There's no problem because it breaks the money for you.
So what do? We take the 500 yen coin, and where do we put it?
In the machine.
Okay, but sometimes there's a bit of confusion because on the top of the machine, there's this big open area with a bit of a conveyor belt.
Right.
And then there's a little slot where you put the coin in. Now, say I was a bit confused to which one to put the money in. How could I ask the bus driver, which one do I put this in?
どっちですか?
That's it. Yoshi-san, please ask Chigusa-san to say it one more time.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。どっちですか?
Which one? And the bus driver will know what you're talking about. Because one disperses change and one takes the money. So if you put your 500 yen coin inside the top one, it's just going to go and go and go.
Right.
So you want to get the change first and then put the money in the top.
Right. But in some cases, you can just put the money in and it deducts it and gives you the change.
That's nice. Now, imagine inside the city, you'll find these type of buses. But you should always ask. Just, you'll know by the amount of change that comes out. It also takes bills, too. The bills won't be a problem. There'll be a little slot for bills you can put in there and get change. But it may come down to it. You want to ask the bus driver, どっちですか? And he'll point to the one you need to put it in to get the change to pay.
Right.
Now, Yoshi-san, how about if I wanted to pay for my friend?
You can just tell the driver, 二人分お願いします。
Chigusa-san, can we ask Yoshi-san to say that one more time, slowly, please?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。二人分お願いします。And
break down the first part.
二人分。Now,
this will come in handy if you can speak a bit of Japanese and you have a couple of people behind you, say you're with your family and you want to pay for everybody at once, instead of paying individually.
Right.
So you can say to the driver. So we have the word for two people. Now how about three people, four people?
3人分.
The amount for three people.
4人分.
The amount for four people. So you can kind of adjust accordingly.
Right.
All right. So this is one of the major things to getting by the flat rate buses. Now, on to the tricky one. Now the tricky one is, Chigusa-san?
The tickets.
All right. Can you explain a bit more about this? What exactly happens? The door opens, you get on the bus, and?
On the right side, there's a machine that dispenses the tickets.
Now, when we say ticket, what does it look like?
The ticket itself is a little piece of paper.
Yeah, white, like A4 paper cut up into long rectangular squares.
Yeah.
With a little number in what color on it?
Usually red or pink or blue.
And so when we say ticket, you know, don't expect this hard ticket. It's kind of like when you go to the bakery in the U.S. or if you go to the bank and you pull a number.
Right.
It has that feel to it, but not that much writing. Just a white piece of paper with a little number on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get that ticket. And if you don't get the ticket, you may hear over the loudspeaker.
お客さん、乗車券を取ってください。
One more time, slowly, please.
お客さん、乗車券を取ってください。 ってください。
Okay, let's just break this down. What's the first word we have in there? Chigusa-san.
お客さん。
And this is?
Customer.
Second word.
乗車券。
And this is?
The ticket.
Yeah, ticket to ride.
Right.
All right. Next we have?
取ってください。
Please take. And inside we also have the marking particle.
を。
Customer, please take a ticket. So just reminding you, because you're going to need that ticket when you pay.
Right.
So if you get on a bus and you go to grab a seat and you hear,
お客さん、乗車券を取ってください。
You know that you forgot to take your ticket. So just go back, grab a ticket. Now, this ticket will correspond to numbers on the big board.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling we went over this once, but we didn't go over in detail.
Right.
So when you go to get off the bus, you look at your number and then you find the amount under it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take that amount out, you put it in the top of the machine to pay, then you get off the bus.
Right.
Now you can get change in the same way. You put the money in the machine and it comes out. The change comes out and you take it accordingly and you put in. Now, there's one point we want to make, and that's outside Tokyo, you might find that the machine only gives change for coins. So Chigusa-san, say I don't have the coins that I need. I only have bills. How do I get the change? How do I get these coins I need to pay?
You can ask the bus driver.
All right, what do I say?
両替お願いします。
Change, please. And he'll know what you're talking about if you show him the bills. You got to take out the bills and show him, because if not, it may look a little strange. So just take out the money, walk up to him, and もう一度お願いします。
両替お願いします。
And Yoshi-san, slowly, please.
両替お願いします。
Now, can you break this down?
両替お願いします。両替お願いします。
And there it is. So, one last thing really important that we forgot to put in there. How do you get off the bus?
In Japan, you just have to jump off. The windows.
It's a good thing they have big windows, right, Yoshi-san?
Yeah. Mm.
Chigu's a little low in order, please.
You press the button.
Yeah. Now, how do you know when to press the button? And you'll see there's all these buttons to the right. The top part's red and the lower part is white. And you just push that. It gives off a buzzing sound and it lets the driver know you want to get off. Now, how do you know when to get off?
The bus driver usually announces where the next stop is?
Yes. So Yoshi-san, what if I can't pick up what he says?
That's what I sometimes do too, but like when you get on to the bus, like if I'm not sure where I'm going or if I can get off at the right spot, I go talk to the driver first and ask him, is this bus going to the place I want to go? And make sure he knows where I want to get off. Then usually the bus drivers are kind enough to tell you if, you know, even if I didn't push the button, then he says like, お客さん, like, Mr. Customer, I think this is your stop. So.
Great advice. Also, can we ask someone next to us?
Of course.
So what did he just say? How will we ask somebody that? Remember, we had this in the train series too. We just have to change one part, so please listen. Here we go.
次のバス停はどこですか?
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
次のバス停はどこですか?
What is the next bus stop? This is the same except for one word as what we covered in the train series.
次の駅はどこですか?
Again, here we're just changing one word. All right, so today we covered the basics. Next week, our two-part series on buses. We're going a little crazy with these series, but hopefully when you're here in Japan, all this stuff will just come together. Next week, what we're going to do is we're going to have a dialogue. We're going to go through a whole dialogue of finding your bus stop, getting on the right bus, getting off where you want to go. Plus, we're going to talk a bit about highway buses. Mm. Now, these are buses, also night buses. These are buses that give you options traveling around Japan. Some buses actually leave at night and get to the destination, get to where you want to go in the morning. So these are another great travel option.
That's what I used to do on Greyhound.
Really?
Yeah.
But come on, Yoshi, Japanese buses are a bit different than Greyhound.
Right.
These buses are really like kind of like luxury buses.
It's more comfortable.
Definitely. But All right, we'll be back with that. And that's going to do it for today.
またね。
またね。